Hey, welcome to the Creative Classroom Podcast. I'm your host, John Spencer, former middle school teacher, current college professor. I have the coolest job in the world because I get to watch new teachers become awesome, which happens all the time, and it's really cool. Anyway, I am passionate about seeing schools become bastions of creativity and wonder, and really that's what this podcast is all about. And we're doing a series right now on Hogwarts, and the reason why is I'm a huge Harry Potter nerd, which is shocking, I know that, but anyway, because of that, I'm doing this series on Hogwarts, on Harry Potter, on that whole thing. And so I want to share a story about one of my favorite professors in all of Hogwarts, and so... Well, I think I'll go ahead and just start with that. So I'm going to begin with a personal story and then move into Professor Sprout, who's one of my favorite teachers in all of Hogwarts, and you'll see why in just a moment. So here we go. When I was in the seventh grade, I had this pair of shorts that were, well, embarrassing. They were way too short, they were pleated, they were plaid, they were everything you were not supposed to wear if you didn't want to get beat up. But I wore them anyway because my grandma had made them for me and it felt like a betrayal not to wear them. Well, one day there was this boy named Mike and he was one of the most popular kids at school and he showed up on this day wearing nearly identical shorts. Now they weren't completely identical because my grandma hadn't made the pair of shorts for him, but anyway, it was still a cool gesture, and I thought it was really, really awesome. Maybe my clothing style wasn't so bad. Maybe I wasn't so uncool after all. I mean, this popular kid had taken my style and was wearing it as his own, so kudos to that, right? But then 5 minutes later, I noticed a sign from the student council. It read, Spirit Week. Wear your nerdiest clothes on Nerd Day, which was Monday. And today was Monday. It was Nerd Day. And he was dressed up as me. Now, the truth is, I was a nerd. I loved reading Michael Crichton books and watching Star Trek TNG. I thought Data was an amazing character. I geeked out on old baseball stadiums and built models of them at home. I mean, I was a nerd. And I know that things have changed since then, but back in the 80s, being a nerd was not a good thing. Nobody called themselves a nerd. Nobody wore it as a badge of honor or pride. You had characters like Screech and Urkel, and these were tropes to be tolerated, not characters to be loved. In the 80s and 90s, the nerd had to be an outsider, merely tolerated with eye rolls and laughter. He was comic relief from the real characters and the real heroes of the story, and that's how it worked. So when I first read Harry Potter, I cringed at the character of Neville. I saw so much of myself in him. Nervous, socially awkward, earnest, excited about learning. Another nerd mocked in children's literature and pop culture. And he was. He was mocked by people like Harry and Ron and by the professors, or at least some of them. He was laughed at all the time. And so I thought he would remain this flat character that went nowhere. But that's not what happened. Neville grew fearless and became one of the most beloved characters in the entire Harry Potter universe. And he does so without ever losing his nerdiness. In fact, he becomes even more nerdy, but also even more awesome and courageous. Now, none of this would have happened, though, without another character, Professor Sprout. From an instructional standpoint, Sprout is one of the best professors in all of Hogwarts. Her approach is hands-on, problem-based, and highly engaging. But there's something deeper. It's one thing to mentor the chosen one, like what Lupin did. It's another thing to empower the most maligned kid in the school. And that's exactly what she does. Sprout is able to see something in nerdy Neville that others simply cannot see. And instead of offering pity, she creates a refuge for him where he grows in confidence. And then something happens. This confidence becomes courage, which is why the tired and injured Neville is able to stumble forward amidst the absolute mockery of every single Death Eater and challenge Voldemort. Now, you don't see her in the frame, and you hardly see her in the entire movie, but you get the sense that Sprout is there in the crowd, watching, unsurprised and completely unastonished by what she's seen, because she's seen Neville's potential all along. From day one, she always saw him as more than just a nerd. And that right there is what great teachers do. They believe things about their students that even the students cannot believe about themselves. For me, this was Mrs. Smoot. I've mentioned her before, but she was my History Day advisor in the eighth grade. She encouraged me to speak up and to share my work with the world, and I was absolutely terrified because I was like Neville. And I remember this moment when I had recorded my script and I heard my voice for the first time and I told her, I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to let anyone hear this. And she looked at me and she said, I won't let you get away with that. Your voice matters. When you don't share your work with others, you rob the world of your creativity. And she was right. She was my Professor Sprout. So I want to encourage you with a couple things. Number one, find your Professor Sprout and send them a thank you note. Let them know what they meant to you as a student. Number two, I want you to use the hashtag #SchoolDidAGoodThing and share the amazing things that happen all the time. I feel often like education is under attack in America, and we need to share the stories of the awesome things that happen all the time in schools. And number three, I would love if you go to the blog post. It's at spencerauthor.com, or the YouTube video. It's at spencervideos.com. And just leave a comment on one of the teachers who was your Professor Sprout. What did they do that made things awesome in your class? And how did they have an impact on your life? So thank you for listening to the Creative Classroom Podcast. Have a wonderful day. If you enjoy this podcast at all, just leave a review on iTunes. It helps people find this little modest whatever podcast. I do appreciate it, though. So thanks, and have a wonderful day.